Hello, fantasy managers. Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast on the Pitcherless Podcast Network. My name is Carson Picard, and I'll be your host for this weekend edition of the pod. No beating around the bush. Let's get into everything baseball related from Friday, April 24th, and we will start with our news and notes. First off, some injuries coming in today. Giancarlo Stanton left the game today with a right lower leg tightness injury. Further information will be disseminated later on in the week. Roland Anthony and Michael Harris were both out of lineup today, as was Michael Garcia, as a few players are nursing their day-to-day injuries. Eugenio Suarez is confirmed to be going to the 10-day IL with an oblique injury. Caleb Thielbar and Ryan Feltner are both going to the 15-day ILs in their respective bullpens. Thielbar with a left hamstring strain and Feltner with a right ulnar nerve inflammation injury, which is very scary sounding, and we are going to see how much that impacts the Rockies bullpen. On the brighter side of things, a couple rehab starts. Carlos Rodon, Phil Maton, and Gavin Lux all made rehab appearances today. Rodon especially notable considering Garrett Cole, that is, made his appearance yesterday, if you will remember. So the Yankees rotation is getting up to strength relatively quickly here. And finally, we'll go to a few transactions. Nothing extremely major with one exception. Tyler O'Neill has been activated from the IL. Kenji Rojas was optioned back to the Minnesota Twins minor league teams without throwing a single MLB pitch. And Christian Scott was optioned back down after a pretty disastrous outing for the Mets. But the notable one is Zach Wheeler has been activated, and he will make his first start today, which is very exciting. We'll see how he does. So that is the news and notes for today. Relatively light news day, but we will move on to the notable hitting performances from today, and it's a doozy. I could not pick a top hitter of the day, and the reason is because they all came from the same team. So I'm going to say the top hitter of the day is the entire Orioles lineup. It went absolutely ballistic. 20 hits for the Orioles today. 20. As they absolutely annihilated Brian Bello. Gunnar Henderson, 3-for-5. Taylor Ward, 4-for-4. Adley Rutschman, 3-for-5. Dylan Beavers, 3-for-5. Rosario, 4-for-5. I mean, it was just, they were absolutely rocking out there. So the entire Orioles lineup is going to get my flowers here for the top hitters of the day. Moving, though, down the line of games for the rest of the notable performances, Matt McClain went 2-for-4 with 2 home runs and a walk. He was a runner-up for the Top Hitter of the Day nomination. Nice to see a guy who has been had a pretty sluggish start so far to the year. Nice to see him kicking into gear. Hopefully we can see more of that in the future. Riley Green, 2-for-5 with a home run. Spencer Torkelson went 2-for-3 with a home run and a walk. Willier Abreu, 2-for-4, a double and a home run. He is continuing a really excellent start to his year. Kazuma Okamoto, 2-for-3 with a home run and a walk. He's been struggling, so it's nice to see him get into form. Andrés Giménez went 3-for-4 today, and Brooks Lee, another contact middle infielder, went 3-for-4 and even got a home run for himself. Junior Caminero went 2-for-4 with 2 home runs, both off Taj Bradley. Ronald Acuna Jr. hit a home run and got 2 walks, not to be outdone. Mike Trout got 3 walks. Munetaka Murakami went yard yet again. It is his 11th home run of the year already. Remember, it is still April. This is just an absolutely ridiculous month for Murakami, who has been as advertised and then some. He went 1-for-3, a walk and a home run today. Connor Griffin, the number one prospect in baseball, went 3-for-4 with a home run. It's his first home run in the Major League Baseball. It's his first 3-hit day, and it was his birthday yesterday. So happy birthday to Connor Griffin. He made the most of it. Corey Seager went 2-for-4 with a double. It's his second 2-hit day in a row for Corey Seager, who's hoping to get out of a bit of a April slump. Carlos Cortez for the Athletics went 2-for-4 with 2 home runs. And I got to ask, where did this come from? Carlos Cortez right now is hitting .339, .403, .625. And it's a very small sample, but pretty much everything has been sensational for him. So see if he is on the waiver wire and you can ride a hot bat perhaps with Cortez and maybe even something a little bit longer. Aaron Judge had 3 walks today. Jazz Chisholm went 3-for-4 today with a home run, and this time it wasn't a Fenway cheapie. Jazz Chisholm, terrible start to the year. This is now a couple games in a row where he's done pretty decent, so look out there. Ben Rice, though, this has been one of the most incredible developments. Ben Rice has been absolutely stupendous this April. Goes 2 for 5 with another home run and a double. Josh Naylor went 1 for 3 with the stolen base, which is notable because Naylor has not had many hits this year and has had fewer stolen bases. So a nice outing there. Shohei Ohtani went 0 for 3 today with a walk and 3 Ks. And it's a rough start at the plate relatively for Ohtani, who had his OPS dip below 800 for the just the first time in a couple weeks. I just wanted to say this to say, don't get any funny ideas regarding Ohtani. Start him every day. Alex Bregman went 2 for 5 with a home run. And then the entire Marlins lineup also went pretty ballistic. They got 16 hits in their own right. It wasn't as bombastic as the Orioles, but they deserve their flowers. Looking at the box score real quick, Otto Lopez went 3 for 5. Kyle Stowers went 3 for 5, which is notable because he's just coming back from injury. And Liam Hicks went deep as well, who is having just kind of a ridiculously good start to the year. So the Marlins were fantastic today. And then finally, to wrap up this segment, Jung-Hoo Lee went 3 for 4 with a home run. So he is looking to get back into form, has an OPS well over 750 by now. And someone who was sluggish a bit earlier is now starting to slug a little bit. So that's going to do it for our hitter roundup here. Check out the Daily Batters Box article. We will take a short break here, and then we'll go back into our pitchers, the relievers, and the game of the day. So be back in a moment. All right, welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast here. We are going to move on to our pitchers and our starters, and we'll go with the pitcher of the day, and there is no question about this. It's Paul Skeens. Paul Skeens went 7 scoreless frames, just allowing 1 run on the penultimate batter he faced, 7 Ks, 93 pitches. He went 20 up, 20 down, and allowed a seeing eye single up the middle to end the perfect game bit, but was able to recover and finish the 7th inning strong. 10 whiffs, 29 CSW percentage. Not the most dominant outing of Skeens' career, but anytime you take a perfect game into the 7th inning, it's worth mentioning, and he was just fantastic. One of the best pitchers of the generation. I think we could safely say that already. Moving on, Andrew Painter, 5 2/3 innings pitch. 5 earned runs, though, 9 hits, 1 strikeout. 1 strikeout. 2 walks on 96 pitches. This was a bad outing for Painter, and it's a really discouraging one. The stuff grades weren't great. The locations didn't make up for it. And I am pretty close to just being completely out on Painter. Not only on this outing, but he's been a little iffy on the pitch modeling. I am quite weary. Taj Bradley had a rough outing today. 6 1/3 innings pitch, 6 earned runs, 7 hits, 3 Ks, 3 walks on 93 pitches. Could not get the swing and miss stuff that he was able to do the last few starts, and could not keep the ball in the yard. 4 home runs against Bradley today, 0 fastball whiffs. He still was demonstrating nice stuff, just didn't quite have command for, I think, the splitter today, and that might have been what did him in. Rough outing for Bradley, although it's still encouraging that he was able to get, you know, into the 7th inning regardless. Drew Rasmussen, 6 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 5 hits, 6 Ks, 1 walk on 98 pitches. This was a very excellent start for one of the better pitchers in baseball and probably the most underrated. 12 whiffs, 32 CSW percent. Max Scherzer went out on the mound today. 2 1/3 innings pitched, 7 earned runs, 6 hits allowed, no Ks, 3 walks, 82 pitches for Scherzer. He was left out to dry. Yeah, just 2 whiffs for Scherzer on that, too. I think he's cooked. I think he's done. I think he is unrosterable in even the deepest of leagues, which is sad for a legend like Max Scherzer, but Father Time is undefeated for a reason. Freddy Peralta had a very Freddy Peralta start. 5 2/3 innings pitch, 2 earned runs, 7 hits, 8 Ks, 3 walks, 95 pitches to get 16 whiffs. It was effective. It was not as efficient as you'd like. It's a Freddy Peralta start. Luis Severino was on the mound today. 6 2/3 innings pitch, 1 earned run, 6 hits, 5 strikeouts, 1 walk on 98 pitches. And the pitch modeling loved him. The stuff grades were excellent. The location stuff was incredible. The location grades, rather. This was a very encouraging start for Severino, who's been sputtering a little bit in April. Could he be back in the form that was hyped up a little bit in March? We'll see. Will Warren went six frames, two earned runs, seven hits, six Ks, and one walk on 95 pitches. And rounding out this segment here, Emmett Sheehan, six and a third innings pitch, one earned run, four hits, 10 Ks on 101 pitches, 21 whiffs for Emmett Sheehan against the Chicago Cubs, 32 CSW percent. The stuff grade was fairly favorable, and Sheehan, who had a rocky start to the year, has now had a couple nice starts in a row. So it's very encouraging to see that, although he did not get the win because there was some madness in Wrigley. But give the Plus Pitch podcast a listen for more of a breakdown on all these starts and more. And of course, check out Nick's daily SP roundup. So we now move on to our relievers, and we'll go with who collected the saves today. It was a lot of relievers, and it was not a ton really worth going much into detail, but we'll run through this very quickly. Cade Smith picked up his sixth save of the year. Antonio Senzatella, I can never say his name, two saves on the year for him. Brian Baker picked up his fifth save for the Rays. Robert Suarez picked up his third save for the Braves. Lucas Ursig picked up his sixth save for the Royals. Sir Anthony Dominguez picked up his sixth save for the White Sox. Andres Munoz picked up his fourth save for the Mariners. That one is a little bit more notable because he has been sputtering to start the year. And Corbin Martin picked up his first save of the year as the Cubs unexpectedly rallied against the Dodgers. As now we go to who blew it, and almost no one blew it today, but the ones that did so in spectacular fashion. The first was Kenley Jansen, who threw two thirds of an inning, got a base runner allowed in Sal Stewart, and then Nathaniel Lau walked him off with a two-run home run off an 0-1 pitch with two outs, which is one of the wildest win probability swings you'll see. And it was sensational. Go watch the clip because it's fantastic. But Kenley Jansen does get the blown save and the loss there. And then who blew it? The entire Dodgers bullpen. Trinan, Vesia, and Scott, the three guys that are probably most reliable in that pen besides the injured Edwin Diaz, combined for seven hits, five earned runs, two home runs, and three Ks in just a little over two innings of work. And that was an absolute disaster as the Cubs end up winning 6-4 on the back of the collapse from the Dodgers bullpen. The Cubs, by the way, have won 10 straight, which is insane. So one of the hottest team in baseball right now. And that just shows baseball is crazy. That's going to do it for the relievers. We, you know, like I said, not really a lot to go super in depth on, but check out Rick Graham's weekly articles to know more. And let's look forward at the slate of games here for today. Is a full slate of games as usual on a Saturday with top three pitching matchups is going to be number one for me, Boston at Baltimore. It's going to be Garrett Crochet versus Trevor Rogers. Game two here is going to be Cleveland at Toronto. It's going to be Joey Cantillo versus Kevin Gausman. Gausman off to a great start to the year. And then game three, this is just going to be a fun one to watch. Zach Wheeler at Atlanta to face Bryce Elder. Debut for the season for Wheeler. How is he going to perform? Things are up in the air. And Bryce Elder, can he sustain a pretty unsustainable ERA against a Phillies lineup that is hungry to win for sure? Going to be a fun one to watch, but Carson's game of the day is going to be the Marlins at the Giants because it's Eury Pérez versus Robbie Ray. There's going to be a lot of swing and miss. There's going to be a lot of erratic pitching, but it's going to be a fun duel against two really fun teams and fun lineups. So that's going to be my look forward to the day. And that is going to be the First Pitch podcast for today. For a deeper dive on everything baseball, hop on to pitchlist.com. For further access, sign up for PL Plus or PL Pro to gain access to the Discord, the new PLV apps, and to support the Pitchlist staff. And finally, thank you very much for listening. My name is Carson Picard. You can find me on the Chalice Podcast with my great co-host, Eric Henriksen, as well as on Blue Sky at Carson Picard. Thank you very much for listening. Good luck with the rest of your weeks. Bless the knees, bless the elbows, and take care, y'all.